Me over. From computer geek to computer chic, it's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And you are listening to the multi award winning Computer Corner Radio Show. Toot our own horn, huh? What the heck? It's 06.
That's right.
This will be year 13 of doing radio here on KTAR, in a great home for us. And we appreciate everybody that's participated, and hopefully you got something out of this show. If you missed any part of it, you can listen to the audio archives, which will be available in podcast form very shortly here, somewhere in the next couple of weeks. We're hoping to launch our whole podcast show and introduce that whole concept to those of you that don't understand RSS and podcasting, so watch for that. If you are not a subscriber of our newsletter, or you've tried and you can't get in because your ISP is filtering out anything that gets sent to you from us, that is one of the reasons why we're going to launch the RSS and podcasting initiative, because we no longer have to go through email to be able to get you the tips and tricks and advice, and it's done on a real-time basis, so we're kind of excited about that. If you have any questions about, or if you'd like to see the newsletter that if you used to get the newsletter and you couldn't, you suddenly cannot get it, you can always go look at the archives in our free help section.
Sure.
So just go to datadoctors.com, click on the free help section, and you'll see on the left-hand side where we archive the newsletters, so you can just go and look at them on demand. Try that out until we get our RSS and podcasting going. Let's see here. Time-wise, we have... Let's see if we can sneak Bob in. Bob, you've got a USB question?
Yeah, I just recently switched from dial-up to DSL through my phone company.
Okay.
And I've got it hooked up with a USB, but I could use the Ethernet, but when they explain it to me, it's just more confusing. They say, if you do networking or anything like that, but I don't do any networking.
So yeah, if you wanted to add a second computer so that the second computer could connect through that DSL router or that DSL modem, then you would have to convert over to, or you'd want to convert over to Ethernet.
Well, I don't have a second computer anymore.
Then you have nothing to worry about.
So would it be faster to use
no.
USB? Or?
No. No. The connection speed of USB and Ethernet is both way faster than your Internet connection. So, that's not an issue. It really comes down to you being able to share that high-speed Internet connection.
Well, and the fact that he's not behind a hardware firewall.
Now, that's the other thing, is if you would like to get yourself a little better protection than what you have, you would convert over to the Ethernet port and buy something, what they call a broadband router. It's like a big bouncer that stands at the door and doesn't let the bad guys in.
I got a firewall.
Yeah, that's a software firewall, and that's effective. It's just that the router gives you a lot more protection.
Right. The router stops it before it even gets to your computer.
Software firewalls are a little easier to overcome and a little easier to... what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, they can hack at that thing because, there's ways of doing that.
Sure.
You're fine with what you have. The old, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
You're able to surf. You're getting your email. You heard some things that are freaking you out, and don't worry about it.
The other question I've got the Service Pack 1, but every time I try to download the Service Pack 2, either it freezes up and it stops, and I have to just forget about it.
But yeah, that means you have a pre-existing situation in your computer. See, most people don't realize they're walking around with major problems in their computer, but because of the fact that it kind of performs the basic functions that they want, they don't really realize they're having a problem. That's an indicator that there's a problem with your operating system. There's something in there that's not right. That's why you can't complete the process.
Yeah, I was told that the... If you do download the Service Pack 2, then it slows everything down anyway. So
no, not really.
Not in a properly configured and working machine. And from a protection standpoint, even if you have a small impact on your performance, but you're a lot more secure because all those things that are out there that they can get you, see that firewall that you think is protecting you?
Uh-huh.
If you don't have Service Pack 2, I can send you an email that as soon as you clicked on a link, I got you. I bypass your firewall, I bypass your antivirus, I can do anything I want to you.
Really?
Yeah, there's probably over at least 100 vulnerabilities out that you're vulnerable to right now without that service pack.
Yeah, so I better take you to Data Doctors, huh?
Well, if you want to find out why you're having a problem, that's one of the things we always offer to do no charge, just to evaluate the situation, give you an idea of what's going on.
Would it be better to download it right at home, or Microsoft can send me the disk?
Well, that's not the problem. Downloading is not the problem. Downloading, it just takes the file and puts it onto your computer. which is what it does before it tries to do the installation. Once it has it, then it starts the installation, but that's where it's locking up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you've already got it downloaded. So ordering the disk's not going to make any difference because that's not where the problem is. Hmm. You know, you're having some other kind of issue in there. Could be minor, could be major. It's really hard to say. How old's the computer?
A couple years old.
And you've probably never had it serviced or looked at or cleaned up?
No.
Yeah, so you have 2 years. You have 2 years of road grime from being on the information superhighway, and it's showing with this, you know, that's what this symptom is. So you might want to have it looked at to see what
your... But if somebody does try to hack in my computer or send me a bad email, would it state it on the firewall or the virus?
Oh, no. They'll bypass all that stuff. You won't even know.
Really?
Yeah. No, they're real smart out there. A lot of them are actually organized crime units that are looking to infiltrate your machine so they can steal your identity. It's not a ha-ha funny hack anymore. It's about trying to steal from you, so...
Yeah, check your credit report.
Yeah. All the time. Well, listen, we're running out of time. We want to thank everybody for the participation in the first show of 2006. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, the Data Doctors. Don't forget you can join us online anytime, datadoctors.com, and learn more, or call any of our stores nationwide anytime you have a question in case you can't get through during the weekend. Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle signing off, reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
See y'all next week.
My name is Simone. I'm a department manager at Walmart, Palmdale, California. I went to the local Walmart in my area. Seemed like a very friendly place. Applied and started off as...